Good morning, all my boo buddies. Do you remember me? I'm R2UK, also known as Ruth in real life, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. It is Friday the 3rd of December 2010. Oh gosh, it's December, and I'm going to spend the next 22 days panicking about not being ready for Christmas, but that's another story. Anyway, hello. Haven't spoken to you for a while, have I? Yeah, kind of fell off the wagon a bit halfway through Nah Pod Pomo. So failed to complete the challenge of podcasting every day for 30 days. And unfortunately, it's one of those things, once you've stopped, it's really difficult to start again because by starting again, you've got to admit that you failed. And I don't like doing that. So what's the best way of getting you back booing again? Well, in my case, it's a little bit of ego stroking and a cry for help. So I want to say thank you to Pawari for a little bit of ego stroking. And thank you to the Northern Bloke for your cry for help and giving me something that I felt that I could contribute to and something that would bring me back to booing. So this boo is brought to you by Pawari and the Northern Bloke. And the remainder of my boo today is going to be house buying advice for the Northern Bloke. So if you're not very interested in that, time to tune out now, but I will be talking again soon. So, Andy, I think you've got your own answer in your head, haven't you? I think you're just looking for some kind of reassurance. It's clear from the way that you talk and the things that you've said, you want house number one. I can tell that you want house number one. Now, my advice comes from somebody, as you know, who owned two houses simultaneously for 6 months in order to make sure that she got the house that she wanted. And I must say, that was 10 years ago. I'm still in the house. It was painful at the time. You know, I didn't like the cost of owning two houses for 6 months, and I didn't like the stress of not knowing if we were going to sell our old property. But 10 years in, I still love this house. And I look back and I think it was worth it. Only you can make the decision as to whether you can really go for house number one. I mean, what I would say is, you know, if you drop out of house number two, and it really does sound like house number two is a consolation prize. And what you and Jack have got to consider is when you move into that house, will you be sitting there going, yeah, but it's a consolation prize. We really wanted house number one. Because, you know, if you're anything like me, you don't want to move house very often. You know, we bought this house 10 years ago and I bought something that I was going to stay in for years. And, you know, that was before kids. That was before we even thought about having kids. You know, thankfully, we kind of fell into a nice neighbourhood and a nice area. But, you know, that was before anything else happened. That's the phone ringing. Hopefully John will answer that so I can carry on talking. And, you know, and we're still happy here. The house is still plenty big enough for us and, you know, we have no need to move at any point. And I'm really happy with that. So to me, it was worth 6 months of pain to get this house and to still be in this house. Now, the challenge you've got, of course, is that... Sorry about that, small problem with the phone. The challenge that you've got, of course, is that if you back out of house two, you've got no guarantee on how quickly things are going to move on house one. And I can't remember where you are in the sale of Jack's flat. I can't remember if you've got people waiting to move in or not. So you do still run the risk of losing both houses. So I think, you know, in my mind, you're doing the right kind of stuff. You're keeping an eye on the owners of house number one, trying to get feedback as to whether they're going to make an offer on this property that they've been viewing or not. But trying not to let go of house number two. I suppose the other thing I would say is, of course, you know, we're coming up to Christmas. People don't sell houses really around Christmas, but in the new year, there'll be new properties coming on the market as people get through Christmas and go, right, okay, now let's, you know, see if we can move house. So if you do lose house number two and house number one looks like it's not going to move again, you could then go out and have another look for another alternative property. There are a lot of options. It's a decision really only you and Jack can say. You know, I would say on house number one, you know, number one, don't worry about the size of the bedrooms. They're not where you're going to spend most of your time. I would value a great big living space over and above all else. And number two, with young kids, stuff in walking distance is invaluable. Even if all Jack has to do is take the pram out and push it around the park, it'll be brilliant. That's my 5 minutes. Catch you all soon.